You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. There have been so many new listeners joining us here at the Guided Collective podcast in recent weeks. And so I wanted to start today's episode by extending a very warm welcome to everyone tuning in. But in particular, if you are new here or even just new to me, you are so welcome here. I'm thrilled that you're here and choosing to join the Guided Collective, to see yourself as someone wanting to be guided by your intuition or some bigger power. I suspect that the influx of listeners has come because my book, you already know, was recently released. And so it's currently available in Australia and New Zealand. As this is airing, I believe it is now out in the UK as well. And in November, the book will then be available in stores in the USA. So there is this book going out far and wide and finding readers who it is energetically calling to. And I suspect that's why there's been the influx in listeners. So thank you and welcome, as I said. If by chance you are listening outside of those areas I've just mentioned and you'd like to get a copy of the book, you can still purchase it and have it sent to you. I know that Book Depository is retailing the book online and is sending internationally. So there are many, many ways that you can still get your hands on You Already Know. If you've been reading it, if you found it, if it's been useful, if it has helped you in your journey, wonderful. And I would be so appreciative if you want to leave reviews wherever you've purchased it, whether that is on Book Depository or Booktopia or on Amazon or wherever it is that you have found it. I would be so grateful and thankful. Not because I necessarily need the feedback. I'm happy for that book to be out there and it is what it is. But I do think that those honest reviews can help other people decide if this book will help them. And I've just mentioned Amazon. Actually, my mum sent me a photograph the other night that she had seen that on Amazon it is now listed as a bestseller there. So that is so exciting that the book is doing what I'd hoped it would do and reaching many, many people. Actually, while I'm on this train of thought, I will also mention that I have relatively quietly opened up the doors to my program Connected. This is a self-paced, self-guided program that you can access online that is really the culmination of all of the meditations, the practices, the journaling, the questions that I would ask spirit, the prompts, tools, techniques, everything. Many of them I mention in the book, and in Connected we can go in even deeper. So there are sample oracle card spreads. There are a full suite of meditations to connect with your spirit guides, your higher self, your inner child, chakra balancing, full moon, new moon, path of least resistance, self-love. There are so many meditations in there. And really, it is designed to take you in deeper to be able to connect to yourself, your intuition, your spiritual support team, and your soul. So it is available now on the website. I will leave links to it in the show notes if you are interested. And it's a variant of some programs that I have run in the past. I've had a few hundred people interact with it in some way over the years, and it works. It has helped so many people to be able to connect with themselves, connect with their intuition. And actually, some of the case studies that I mention in the book are people who at some stage or other had come through a version of this program. So it is available now if you're interested. And while I'm on this train of thought, by the time this goes to air, I think that all of the Path on Purpose sessions with me, so the 1 hour sessions, they will now have been booked out for the rest of 2019. I am still going to take interest in VIP day clients. November's looking pretty full already, but I may have space in December depending on how things pan out. So if you're interested in that, you can also find the links in the show notes. Otherwise, we'll be starting a wait list for 2020. So if you are new here and you've just heard me rattle off all of these different ways to work with me, you have probably gathered, I hope, or at least I'm about to tell you, that of course I see my purpose as mentoring and guiding people to trust their intuition and remember who they are and why they're really here. This is about working with people who have that deep call within them to live more aligned lives from a place of inner guidance and trust. So if you identify with this, if you identify as such a person who wants to live from guidance and therefore are listening to a podcast called The Guided Collective, then you're home, right? You're welcome here. Okay, so all that being said, let's move into the energy forecast for the week ahead. So this is the forecast for the 14th of October through to October 20. If you've been listening for a while, you will know what I'm about to say. And if you're new here, spirit doesn't have a clock. They don't work to our calendars. They are not bound by our time and physical restraints here on the earthly plane. So when I'm talking about a time frame, particularly with these forecasts, it's not set in stone. Spirit's not waiting for the clock to tick over for the energy to come into effect. What I would also say is I'm not an astrologer, so I am not looking at where the planets are or what they're doing. This is information specifically from spirit for those of us who are living a more guided life. So the card that I turned over for this week is change, and I hinted at it in the previous forecasts for October that we knew that change is and was coming, and here we are. So it's been kind of interesting for me as I've been going about my life in the last couple of weeks with this theme for the month around the speaking up required, the recalibration, the grit that's moving us into this new phase for us. And of course, you know, for me, it's turning up as a stretch. I don't think, and touch wood, I'm not inviting it in, but I haven't necessarily had any big, you know, shattering realizations or big conflict turn up in my life. Instead, actually, I've had some tremendous opportunities that are bubbling and forming. I'm not quite yet ready to share, but certainly life is bringing me some wonderful opportunities. And so for me, the grit here, the ability to speak up, to stand up, to rise up and recalibrate is actually showing up in how willing I am to stretch into this version of me that life is requiring I catch up to. And so you would have, if you've been listening for some time in previous episodes, know that this book in particular, and any time we're bringing through soul work or a vision or some purpose, it is asking us to transform. It is asking us to recalibrate and change and step into this new version of us. So with a theme of change this week, the chances are that perhaps the big life-altering moments do turn up this week and life will deliver us the change or circumstances, the sort of lightning bolts that we're waiting for. But most likely it will be that if we're resisting, if we're not proactively putting changes in place, if we're not proactively working with some of that resistance or the avoidance that I've spoken about in previous episodes, it's like a culmination point this week. We're being asked to change in order to create the outer world change that we want to see. So this concept of inner world change to influence our outer world is something that I do talk about in You Already Know. What Spirit has shown me over the years is that as we're working with our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual or energetic bodies, we are able to change our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions, our energetic set point. We can expand what we believe is possible for us, and that brings us into higher and higher vibrations or frequencies. When that happens, our outer world, our relationships, jobs, opportunities, our bank balance, whatever it might be, it has to recalibrate. It has to reset itself so that it is either a match for the frequency we are now vibrating at, or it has to drop away. So what that means is that this week we may start to see people, opportunities, bank balances, clients, you name it. Those things could start dropping away this week if they're no longer a match for where we're going, for the energy that we're setting for ourselves because we're doing the inner work. So this is sometimes when I'm working with my mentor clients, this is sometimes the fork in the road where they come to me and say, oh, Helen, I've been following the advice, I've been listening to my intuition, I've been making all these changes and I really wanted to get this job, but actually it's all fallen apart and, you know, everything's been thrown up in the air and nothing's working and so no, this doesn't work. I don't want to follow my intuition anymore. And I am generally sitting there with a smile on my face saying, good, it means that you're recalibrating and life is working with you here. So if this week you find that, oh, everything's starting to fall apart and this thing just fell through and that person just quit and now I don't have this and we start to panic, right? Because the chances are that some of those things will come up this week, particularly if you've been putting in the work to recalibrate, to speak up, to raise your vibration. So see it as the old dropping away rather than a sign that this isn't working. Okay, something to think about because often people say, oh, that was too hard, that person didn't follow through, therefore it's a sign I'm not meant to do this. That's not always the case. And I talk about signs and You Already Know and even in Connected as well. They require us to go deeper and not to always take them at face value or surface value. So be aware that this is a week that those changes may happen. Don't panic. See it as working for you. This may also then be a week that perhaps new opportunities turn up, new solutions, new people, new ideas may begin to turn up this week that are outside of what you thought was going to happen. And so again, please see that as life's way of bringing you new opportunities and solutions that are in alignment with this new energy and that ultimately are going to take you where you want to be going, even if it doesn't look like the pathway your mind wanted you to be walking along. So now Spirit has me changing tack here a little bit and just wanting to talk about change in as much as it is something that we need to go through. It's a process, which means that it is not something that happens overnight. And I'm giggling because I've seen this so many times with my clients and I do this too because I'm human. we're all human making these, making our way through this process. So oftentimes when change is happening, it's like, okay, let me vision this. Let me create my mood board. Let me create the vision board. Let me just hold really positive thoughts about this. And I'm just going to be able to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be here. And it fails to take into consideration that your physical, mental, emotional, and energetic bodies actually need to change in order for your outer world to just manifest magically into your lap. So this energy this week is reminding us that positive thinking alone won't work. And that if you're thinking positively, but your energy is blocked, ain't gonna work. If you're only holding positive vibes and you have emotional trauma that you haven't worked through, this isn't going to work. And that more and more, the collective energy is holding us to account. It is requiring us to do the inner work of clearing out our physical bodies, of reprogramming our thoughts and beliefs and the stories that we tell ourselves, that it is requiring us to feel all of our emotions, whether we deem them good or bad. They're just emotions. They're a litmus test that is showing us which way to move or to go or where we can be focusing to do said healing. And so as we are doing the work, change happens. It's not enough to think that life is just always going to hand us these miraculous solutions without us playing an active role. We must be co-creating. And even if we don't know what is coming into form yet, if I use myself as an example, these opportunities for me are swirling. There is one in particular that is actually something I've been waiting for almost as long as the book. But there's still a waiting process. It's not something that can come to me overnight. It requires actually a lot of negotiation. It requires legal contractual arrangements. It requires some really smart thinking about what I want and what potentially this other party might want and how we could co-create together. And so that just doesn't land in my lap and I wake up one day with everything I've ever wanted. I have to recalibrate to this. I need to think about, what would that require of me? Do I need to shift my thinking here? Do I need to let go of my past hurts or my past disappointments that would preclude me from seeing this in a positive way? So our change this week may not necessarily be, you know, this wonderful solution just dropping into our lap that hasn't required us to change. The message here is that to change, or to have a changed situation, a changed outcome, we are the vehicles of change. So it feels here like spirit is actually pulling their energy back and just changing tack a little bit. I'm going to pull out another card actually and just see what else we need. I'm actually using my deck, the Little Sage Oracle cards, which are generally what I use for all of my readings. Let's see. Okay. So I've turned over the Clean and Clear card. I feel like we've had this card a lot in recent months. So this is a card that is prompting us to let go of, clear out, and clean up anything or anyone. And what I was actually just talking about, the physical cleanup, the mental cleanup, the emotional cleanup, or the energetic cleanup that requires us to let go of anything that is holding us back from the changes that are coming. It can sometimes mean, and this is something that spirit is just kind of adding into this mix here, it can sometimes mean that we also need to let go of who we thought we had to be, that the identity itself can be cleaned up or cleared out or let go of. It's interesting, I mentioned before about my stretch. I've been working with my energy practitioners over the last couple of weeks to really let go of old identities, to let go of old energies and old ways of doing things, that what practices I had in place to get me here are not necessarily the ones that are going to take me there and where I'm going next. And so the clearing out and cleaning up can actually be the things that we're struggling to let go of. And as I say that, a client of mine flashes into my eyes. I was working with this client recently, and we were talking about letting go of where we thought we were meant to be. And so part of this change may be turning up for some of you in that we can't move into the new opportunities or what's coming next for us because we're so fixated on it having been something else. That we became so fixated on wanting to become someone or some version of ourselves that A, we haven't realized that the change has already happened anyway, or B, we're so preoccupied with being something other than what spirit or soul is intending for us. So that's not necessarily where I end up going with the clean and clear card, but yet that's where spirit's taken us. Can the change actually be outside of what our mind wants the change to be? Oftentimes when we want change, it's because we've identified a problem or we've identified a new desire, we've identified something that we want to be moving towards. But we must be so careful, Spirit is saying, that the change that we're working towards is actually soul aligned. And not something our ego is fooling us into wanting, needing, or chasing. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it there. I think Spirit has just kind of put that punctuation mark in. So that is the forecast for this week. I'm so interested to see how this is going to play out for all of us. Remember, you can come and join us in the Guided Collective podcast Facebook group. I will link to that in the show notes. It's a place where listeners can gather, they can share stories or what they've taken out of the forecasts. It's basically a place for you to connect with other people who are living in a similar way to you. So it is your space to meet and connect with one another. I just happen to facilitate that space for you. Every so often I will jump in, but it's really your place. So if you would like to share in this journey with others, please come on over and find us there. In the meantime, good luck for the week ahead. I hope that these changes are easy enough for us to weather and to navigate our way through. And I will see you back here next week. Are you longing to become connected? Are you ready to connect to yourself, your intuition, spirit, and soul? Then my new program, Connected, is perfect for you. It's a self-guided, self-paced exploration that will reconnect you to your path and purpose. To find out more, visit helenjacobs.co.